Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I have Article beds, coffee tables, sideboards, an Article dining set. I was just perusing the site because we're doing up the outside and need some patio furniture. We haven't decided what item yet, so check it out. Tell me what I should buy. I'm sure whatever you pick out for me will be great. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices. To claim, visit article.com/99 and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds. Or start with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and wow your audience. There's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. So nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert.
In Ozymandias,
the poem by Percy Shelley,
the poem is about a historic monument of a figure.
A shattered visage lies.
Who has a wrinkled lip and a sneer of cold command. The statue points to all the works around him, and the poem reads, "My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings.
King of Kings.
King of Kings.
Look upon my works,
ye
mighty,
and despair."
And
the rest of the poem says that all of the works that the statue is pointing to have disappeared.
Nothing beside remains.
So it's really a poem about that the figure remains, but everything around it has disappeared. Everything that the figure and the statue was supposed to be proud of.
But this is about another former statue that once stood high above San Francisco.
This is kind of the inverse. All of the things around it, all of the landscape that this statue was supposed to sort of urge to liberty and philanthropy, that's all still here. The San Francisco the statue was dedicated to improving is there, but the statue itself has disappeared.
That's William Littman.
I teach architectural history at the California College of Art in Oakland and San Francisco.
And we're walking up to what I think may be the greatest place in all of San Francisco that few people have ever heard of, on what was once considered the geographic center of the city.
So here we come up. It's this kind of raised plinth
on top of Mount Olympus.
A massive stone pedestal that rises up to nothing.
It's the base of a statue that isn't there.
Where once this 12-foot-high bronze statue stood on top of it.
On a site that has some of the best views of the entire city.
And the view is insane. It's a 360 view of the city.
The statue was called the Triumph of Light.
It was a statue of this woman who looked a little like the Statue of Liberty. She was holding aloft a giant torch. In the other hand, she had a piece of parchment. And below her was a crouched figure kind of reaching up to these two objects as if it was symbolizing mankind reaching for light and liberty.
It was erected in 1887 by then-developer and future mayor Adolf Sutro as a symbol of liberty and progressivism.
When Sutro dedicated the statue in 1887 on Thanksgiving Day, he told the crowd, "May the light shine from the torch of the goddess of liberty to inspire our citizens to good and noble deeds for the benefit of mankind."
It was supposed to stand forever, to be a timeless reminder
about the importance of liberty and civilization and philanthropy.
But it didn't last.
In the 1930s, people were referring to it as the mystery monument. So obviously people have forgotten about Sutro and his goals. And then by the 40s, there's discussion about removing it.
After decades of neglect, sometime in the 1950s,
it just disappears. And people discuss it online where it may have gone, so no one knows. People really do come up to this hill. The same things that drew Sutro here bring dog walkers and, you know, just urban walkers to come up here. Maybe through these kind of discussions, we can actually have someone maybe decide to build a new statue. I mean, who knows what it would look like, though? Imagine the debates about how would you symbolize liberty and philanthropy.
Yeah, I don't know if I would like to see anything else here. Does that make me weird?
Okay. I know. I mean, that is... Then what we should have here is a little plaque telling people that there was once this beautiful sculpture to light and liberty and philanthropy, and now it's gone. So that's what we need to work on. Although a sense of mystery is always good. You know, people look up and think, what could have been up there? What is missing?
99% Invisible is about the stories of human-made objects, and maybe in this case, the absence of the object makes for a better story. A monument to learning and light and liberty that's missing is almost a more amazing monument that says more about us.
About just neglect and how a city forgets its past.
99% Invisible was produced by me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. Find out more and see pictures at 99percentinvisible.org.